With the Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Grant Mehring. Grant, we're reaching decision time, I think, now with this wheat crop.
There's really two very serious things that farmers are considering this week and next week, depending on the stage of their crop. We have such a diverse crop and incredible variability from good to bad and within fields, good to bad. And so we have spring wheat in the region that's 0 to 5 bushel an acre. We have spring wheat that's in that 15 to 20 bushel an acre range. And then we have some that's in probably in that 50 or so bushel an acre range. And in select spots or select fields that had a rain, we maybe even have upwards of that, 60, 70 bushel an acre range. Now, that's four very different scenarios. So the first thing, get out there in your fields and think about your yield potential. The next thing, the number one disease that we always are concerned about in the Northern Plains is Fusarium head blight. We haven't had a lot of mornings with dews. Now, there have been a morning or two in spots where there has been some, and we had some rainfall. So think about your Fusarium head blight and really think about the yield level of your crop. Is it worth spraying or not? Think about your disease triangle, assess your yield potential, and make a smart decision on spraying or not spraying. One way of thinking about whether you want to spray for Fusarium head blight or not might just be the yield potential of your crop. Do you have a field or two that are your best fields and the rest are in tough shape, and maybe just hedge and protect one or two fields that have your highest yield potential?
Westbred Wheat, seeds, solutions, success.